This is Sarah Lawrence. It's May 24th, 2002, and I am at the home of Mrs. Verkal Starks, the daughter-in-law of Mrs. Mary Starks, who I'm interviewing today.
My son's name is Ergel Starks.
Okay, and her son's name is Ergel. Mm-hmm. Okay, could you spell that?
E-R-I-C, that's what we spell. Some people call it, spell it different. E-R-I-C.
E-R-I-C. Oh, okay, Eric. All right. Mm-hmm. Can you state for the record what your full name is, please?
My full name?
Yes.
I am the daughter of Alexander Gray and Aurelia Allison Gray.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your name today?
Is Mary Reese Stocks. Great stuff. Always use a D. Mary D. Stocks.
Okay. Great. When and where were you born?
Alamar County. January 26, 1922.
And where in Albemarle County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember your grandparents' names?
Well, my grandmother on my father's side was Amanda Scruggs Gray.
Okay.
And her husband was Ned Gray. But that's been a long time. I don't remember nothing about
him. Okay.
And my mother's parents was Sandy Anderson, and his wife was named Mary Anderson, Mary Wells Anderson.
Okay. Do you remember where they were born? Were you ever told?
No, I don't know where my mother's mother was born, and my grandfather either.
Okay.
But I heard my mother's mother was named Patsy Brown Wells.
Okay. And what about your father's parents?
My father's parents was...
Do you remember where they were born?
No, I don't remember where they were mm-hmm. born, but they must have been born... They was... It was in Alamar County, but they came down from Campbell County.
Okay.
The slaves.
Okay. And your father was born in this county?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Esmont?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your mom?
Yes, my mom was too.
Okay. They were raised in Esmont, and you grew up in Esmont as well.
Yeah. But my grandmother, Amanda Scruggs Gray and Ned Gray, they was slaves.
Did you ever hear stories about them being in slavery? Did they talk to you about that?
Yes, my grandmother told me they all came down from Campbell County and they settled around, like, down from Benchburg all the way down James River.
Hmm. After slavery, or that's where they were slaves?
We were sold down here. I'm a student of the city. Okay. But she didn't ever see her brother no more. She was settled in some of the counties here in Albemarle County. Her brother was sent on down towards Richmond.
Hmm.
She had a brother named Garrett Scruggs.
Hmm. What about her parents?
Well, her mother was named Annie Scruggs, but I don't know no more on that.
But was she sold away from them as well?
I don't know whether she was still living. Or,
mm-hmm. Okay.
I imagine she was still living at that time. Yeah.
What else did they tell their grandchildren, tell you about slavery?
Well.
Okay, we're back. My question was, what else did your grandparents tell you, if anything, and all the grandchildren about slavery?
Well, see, by me being the oldest of one, we lived with our grandmother. Our grandmother lived with my mother.
Mm.
And then my father, he worked, after he came out of service, he went back on the railroad and he worked there for 44 years.
So was he gone a lot?
He said he had to go a lot in them days because it was hard to make money to take care of your children.
Right, right.
But we stayed home with my grandmother.
Your grandmother on your mother's side?
No.
On your father's
on
side?
On daddy's side.
Okay, okay.
All right. And that's when I told you was the name of Amanda. Okay. Scrub screen.
Okay, okay.
But I never seen her husband. But she was telling us how hard they had to work and what they had to do. Hattie used to have to take care of their big farms, whatever they were on. And see, when they came down from Lynchburg, each slave mostly around had a settlement from all the way down the river. Who never was that? Yeah, let me see that what you said. You know, who they were slaves under? Who never the name the slave they were under? I mean, their mistress. My grandmother, I think, was they were under.
On the plantation the, owner.
Was Reed and Hancock, I think.
Okay. And so they mostly farmed. Did the women too?
Yeah, the women had to farm. And then around here in this settlement, a lot of older people, I don't know who they were, my grandma told me, I just remember, all the mistress and them had all gave them all a piece of land or something.
When they were freed?
Mm-hmm.
How much land, do you remember?
Just... No, I don't know. Some had more than others did. All things which you can see by little huts and things and build the rocks for the flu and stuff.
For the flu?
Yeah, but, you know, the
chimney. Oh, so they're... There, if you walk through the woods, you can still come across them.
Yes.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's so interesting.
And then see, they come on, like I told you, from Lynchburg and went all the way down to Richmond somewhere, she said. That's where our brother was sold at, my grandma.
Right. Have you ever tried to locate his relatives?
No. It's too much for me, honey.
Yeah.
And then on my mother's side, her grandmother was a mystery. And I can't think of what her...
A white mistress?
Yes, she was the mistress of the home where she was working on the plantation. I can't think of... I can't think of what the people's name was, what she was working for.
Well, maybe you'll come up with it and then we can get back to that. Yeah, that's okay.
But she was the maid, she was the nurse, she was the seamstress.
This is your grandmother's...
On my mother's side.
Your grandmother herself, okay.
My great-grandmother.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Your great-grandmother with all these things. Seamstress, nurse, and...
And her name, I told you about. Patsy,
right.
Brown.
You have a great memory. This is great. What's that?
It's not much of them. It's gone.
Well, that's wonderful. That's getting it all here today. Okay, I'm gonna get to your life as a little girl in Esmont. You talked about your grandmother living with you. So, well, why don't we start with how many brothers and sisters you had? And their names.
My oldest brother's name, Alexander. My second brother was Harold B. My third brother was Albert G. And my two younger brothers, Willie and Donald.
The third brother was Albert.
Uh-huh.
Albert, okay. No sisters?
Yeah, I will tell you that.
Okay.
Like, I was the oldest girl for 7 years.
How nice.
And then it was my sister, her name was Elois.
Okay. E L.
Oh, I didn't see that some people don't pronounce it like that.
Elois, I know. I always think of Eloise. Okay, Eloise.
And she had a twin, and his name was James, but he passed.
Okay. At birth?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the next two girls, named Marble.
Marble?
The oldest girl named Velma, and then Marble.
Could you spell that second one?
Velma?
No, Marma.
V-A-R-V-A.
V-A, oh, Marva, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she was the last born.
So where did you fit in? Were there three older brothers?
No, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest of them all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then the next boy next to me was named Alexander.
Uh-huh.
Howard.
Okay.
Albert. And then next to Albert was a girl named mm-hmm. Elois.
Okay. Then
and then the brother next to her was Willie.
Okay.
And then next the baby boy was Don.
Okay.
And the next girl was
Velma. Okay.
And the other was named Marva. And the twin to Elois was named James.
Okay, got it. So what was the age difference between you and Marva?
Mom?
How old was she, or you, when she was born?
How old I were? I got married when I was 15 years old.
So, mm-hmm. were you 15 when she was born, when Marva
yeah,
was born?
Yeah, I'm tell you now. She born in 41.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're 19. That's quite a span. So your mom was pretty busy with raising her children.
Yes, but she worked 2 days.
Doing what?
She worked, like I told you, on plantation, was the board of plantation, didn't call it plantation.
Right.
She went to work for the Hancocks, it's 2 days a week up in house.
What did she do for them?
Just for general house cleaning, ready to hang around with the children.
Mm-hmm. Where did they live?
House.
Howardsville, okay. And your grandmother on those days watched over the children?
No, Granny didn't watch us.
Oh.
Grandma was a midwife.
Oh, okay.
She went from one family to another.
So she was even doing midwifery
mm-hmm.
when you were children?
Yes.
Okay. And that kept her busy?
Yes,
most
that
of
kept
the days?
Her busy.
Mm-hmm.
And see, after going to deliver the baby, she would go and stay with whomever she was waiting on.
Oh, for how long? After the baby was born.
A month or two, I think.
What's that?
A month or two.
A month or two. As the baby, after the baby was born?
Yes.
To help the family adjust and learn how to take care of the baby. Wow. And how, do you know what the circumference was? Like how far, what was the farthest place she went?
I don't know about the farthest place.
Like 15 miles away, or
maybe that sometime too. I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
She had a horse and a buggy. She had her horse.
Okay.
And she had her buggy.
She would travel.
Yeah. And maybe you remember the buggies with the top on.
Yeah.
And a little suitcase or something behind it.
Right. Yeah. I think it was a trunk.
Yeah.
Or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Did she ever take you along?
No, she only took me. I would go with her to church, and she would go on a trip or something.
You mean in the horse and buggy? That's when you got the chance. Yeah. What kinds of trips would she take?
Like we like to go to church, and sometimes she would take me to Richmond. I mostly went to Richmond all the time.
Oh, just you?
Yeah, just me.
Really? What would you do in Richmond?
Oh, well, she always went to see her cousin, and I would go with her
uh-huh.
and meet all the children there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's a long ways. How long did that take you in the horse and buggy?
No, on the horse and buggy.
Oh.
On train.
Oh, okay, on a train.
See, my daddy worked on railroad.
Oh.
He lived there 44 years.
So did you get special treatment because he worked on the railroad?
Well, I mean, it was special then when you got a free pass to ride.
Yeah, it's special now, too. I think a free trip to Richmond.
It was special then. Mm-hmm. She passed in 38.
Mm. So it's, what was your relationship like with your grandmother?
Close. Mm-hmm. My grandmother told me the facts of life.
Did she? Really?
Well, nothing she didn't miss me. Everything she told me, it came true.
Wow. Yeah. Did your mom know that she did that?
Yeah, mom used to tell her, don't tell me anything.
Huh. Do you think she told the other kids?
No, all that was one stayed most loved one, and I had another first cousin. She might, and she'd tell her some things.
A girl. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the boys, what did she tell the boys?
Mama used to tell the boys everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And your father?
My father, see, daddy wasn't home. Then, at that time, when he worked away, he worked in Kentucky.
Hmm. For how long?
How long? From the time he came out of the service. He was in the service. He was service. He came out in 1918 when the World War was over. Over there, you know, the first war.
Yeah, yeah. So he served there in the war. Mm-hmm. And then after that, he went into the railroad.
Yeah, he was already in it when he went in service.
So he must have come home.
He came home and then mama and him got married.
Okay.
And it was 2 years before I born.
Okay. Mm-hmm. After you were born and he was married and he was still working on the railroad in Kentucky? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then when would he come home to visit you?
He'd come home maybe once a month. Uh-huh. Most of the time. He couldn't hardly come home but once a month. They won't give him a little amount of money.
Yeah.
So I believe he wants something like $5 or something, you know, a half or something.
A month?
He'd send mama money every month. Let's see, mama raised a garden, raised all she had a cow. Mm-hmm. By her working herself.
What was that?
I said by her working too.
Yeah.
2 days a week or something.
Did you start to work before you got married?
No, I never worked. Mm-hmm. I babysat me.
The children. Yeah. That was work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's since I was 6 years old. I learned how to cook. I learned how to clean. I used to put soap. Wow. I don't do none of that now.
You do none of that now?
No.
Well.
I took care of my family.
Right.
My 5 children.
Time to relax.
Yeah, and I took care of the sick in the family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like my mother, mm-hmm. father, sister-in-law.
So did you all share chores? Like, just because you were the oldest, didn't
you? Yeah, this second brother and I had to do most of the shares because the brother next to me, he was sick, kind of sick.
Okay.
We had to get up and go get the cow, get the horses up for our uncle. Because he was a farmer.
Did he live next door?
We called him just in the forest, my heights from here. Okay. And we would help him. And we would help the lady where we kept the horses and cows there, help her. This is Laura Davis.
You kept your horses and cows at her farm?
Yeah, my uncle kept them all up there.
Oh, the uncle. Okay, that was your uncle's, right. Mm-hmm. So you helped him out, too?
Yeah, we helped him out.
Was he single or did he have a family?
Yes, he had a family.
And did his children help him, too?
Yes, his children helped him. Mm-hmm. He didn't have them.
So what other chores did you do around the house? Or could you describe them a little bit? Because that's something we don't know exactly what the details of what was involved.
I cleaned, mm-hmm. I cooked, I washed, and ironed.
And ironed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the whole family?
Yes.
Every day?
No. Once or twice a week. My eyes are so bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Allergies?
No. I had to wear put on glasses and kind of shiver.
Okay. Are you feeling okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to school around here?
Yes, I went to school around here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, we had a little William school when I was 23. Up the hill above our church around that was 723.
Mm-hmm.
The big church on 723, that's, we have a new church now that we built, but 20 years ago, our church was just even a wooden church.
So did the New Green Mountain Church replace
no,
that?
No.
This is a different
it's
one.
No, you keep, when you leave here, you make a left-hand turn, go all the way straight around 723 and the big church.
Okay. Was the school you went to the Esmont School?
No, I didn't go to the Esmont School. Okay. We went to a school first, right above the church, and you passed the church on 723.
Did it have a name?
It does not, but that's just a grown school.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. That's where we had to walk there.
How far was that? A walk.
From here, and we go through. We went through the woods and made a shelf.
Uh-huh. Was there a path, or did you bushwhack?
No, they had a path.
Uh-huh.
But we, I didn't go, one year, I missed from going to school the first year. Actually, when I must have been seven or whatever. Because I didn't have anybody to go with me.
Hmm.
I had to wait till my brother got old enough to go with me.
Mm-hmm. And then all of the children went?
Yeah.
To that same school?
Yes, all of them. Mm-hmm. All the boys.
And you were in school through the eighth grade, you said?
Yeah, I repeat that two years straight.
Do you remember any teachers who stand out?
Yeah, in the first and the third, it was Ms. McTullough from Charlottesville.
What was interesting about her? Why do you remember her?
Because it was summer school. See, sometimes we wouldn't even have winter school, you know. Because one of my one room and it had to be heated by wood. And then the next one, her name was Bertha Anderson. Mm-hmm. Let me see that. And the next one were Ruth Winnipeg.
What did they teach you? Do you remember?
Well, you see, they was in the first grade when Mr. Tuller was there during that summer, the first grade. It was, what was it? The criminal name. I can't think of the criminal name. World. I don't know what the criminal name was.
I would be surprised if you remembered. I don't remember. I don't remember, you know, my high school textbook, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember what the name was. Child's World Criminal Hall, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what.
Well, it was just, did you have special subjects later
no,
on?
No, we had little things that we work out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Wilson, is it Miss Wilson? And then, I don't know what, yeah, Miss Mitchell. She's from West Virginia.
Huh.
And then the next teacher we had, the grades of the school and up there, was Mrs. Mary Scott. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of her yet.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of her from other people yet. But
you will.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because she was a very intelligent lady educated.
Mm-hmm. So
we were with her. Maybe, maybe a couple of years. I think maybe it was a couple of years, I don't know. And then The county built a school right by our church. The new church, what I can tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
We built the new church. But the school, this was a white building. And that was the school that we moved to.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, from Mrs. Scott, we went to Miss Sellers.
Still at that school?
Yeah. The new school.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one run too.
What made Mrs. Scott different? You said she was very intelligent, but how did she kind of demonstrate that?
Everything. She was into everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like a mother-like. She was always, you know, interested in the facts of life.
What do you mean, the facts of life?
Tell you how to live, how to treat people, and we had Bible verses every morning. You had to remember them.
Mm-hmm.
She was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. How did or did your teachers discipline the classroom?
Well, at that time they disciplined real good because you're on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we did real good. It was what to do, and we did it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you even had to get up and go get a little brush to start the wood, fire up in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
During school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you would have to bring something to make soup. I told you when it's cold and have a hot, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you brought your food.
Mm-hmm. Watch it, watch it. And sometimes you used to have when it real cold to make soup and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why were there some winters where they couldn't make a fire for the school?
Well, someone always got some wood and bone.
So that winter you talked about, there not being any school, there was no wood because no one could bring wood?
No, we never was. We always had school, but it was always closed in May, you know, so many months.
Okay. So summer school was just an extra
for
you?
Yeah, that was extra.
It's just extra, okay. Mm-hmm. Who tended to do, if any, disciplining in your family?
Who done it?
Yeah.
My mama.
Your mom, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the skirts.
Not your grandma, oh, okay.
No, granny wore great long skirts in those days, and we'd get up under the skirts to get out the way. And granny would be cutting, and mama would be cutting the skirt, and she won't never cut us. And she'd be hollering, telling granny to put on one of that. Don't you let them go up under your skirt. I'm going purple.
That's great.
Yeah. And see, we had to carry water, too, and all that stuff. Like I told you, milk cows, get up the horses.
So why would she take a switch to you?
If you did something mischievous. Didn't take much for them to whip you, did.
Like what?
Well, if you didn't get all your wood in, you got it. If you didn't get the spring rains out with your water, you had to go back and get another bucket full.
Mm. How far was the spring?
Ooh, long way. And in the summertime, if you hadn't got it, little bees be around in the bucket, you ain't never seen none of that. It mean it was warm. You had to go back and get another bucket full of you just. Walk fast to get back home.
What were you looking for?
Little teeny beads. Looked like little beads on the bus side of the bike. One done got warm, you know.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Yes, it was hard in them days.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a garden on the house. I said, we were blessed. Mama came, Granny came. My daddy working away.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever she work at, you know, it's when she come home, it's just handcuffs and Dave's and all of them. give her so much food or something, and she come home for us too.
Was that a regular thing?
For her to work?
No, for her to bring some food back from
no,
the places.
No, mostly when she worked for him, always, you know. Mm-hmm. Her friend always brings something.
A little something.
Yeah. And she liked to cook. Mm-hmm. Been days and they light bread practically every day.
Made what?
Light bread.
Light bread.
Okay. Yeah, rolls.
Rolls.
Low bread. Mm-hmm.
What did you all do during holidays?
Well, we always had, sometimes we had some plays like at church or school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
My mama was a religious woman. And daddy was. Daddy was a digger.
Grandma, what?
He was the digger of the church.
Oh, okay.
My grandmother was religious lady too.
Mm-hmm.
He was always taught to treat everybody right, love one another, and respect your elders.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to talk to people. I guess that's me. The Lord is keeping me there because I always respect my elders and I try to be kind and good to people. Because if I said something that hurt your feeling, mm-hmm. it'll hurt me worse than it hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about in your home during the holidays? Did you do any kind of celebration at Christmas or anything?
Oh yeah, we always had a nice Christmas. Thank God for that.
What made it nice?
Well, we all was together, and sometimes my mother used to take us to visit her relatives.
Mm-hmm. Around the area?
Yes, around the area. Like she had some relatives in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm.
Would you say?
Warren.
Oh, okay.
And she had her wagon and her horse. And she would put straw in the wagon and she would take us to her.
Bundled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a good mother. She 56 when she passed.
What's she dying of?
Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I was married when she died. I kept her. Yeah. I kept my daddy too.
Mm-hmm.
And did for my brothers. Try to do for all of them.
How did your parents divide up the decision-making responsibilities for just general home stuff or thinking about you children, if you're going to go to school in the summer or not? How did they work as a couple?
Well, they got along fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mama was home all the time. Like I told you, Daddy only came home once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Grandma was there.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma sewed, Mama sewed, Mama made the apples.
Mm-hmm. So when your father came home to visit, did they have discussions about you children?
Oh, yes. If you did anything, he would.
Mm-hmm.
Any little thing he did while he was there.
Mm-hmm. You talked about your relationship with your grandmother. How about your relationship with your mother and your father?
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
I was very close to both of them. My daddy took me to Ohio with him every summer mostly.
For what?
Just to visit while he was at work.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Oh, well, I met all the children.
The relatives?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What relatives were those?
I had uncle lived like that.
Okay.
And I got a cousin right there now.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio.
Hmm. Were you the only one allowed to go?
No, he took all of them. You each one a trip.
Really? At different times?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, they had pads that were free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so nice. Mm-hmm.
Fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only the two younger girls, the only ones he didn't take, the ones who was going after he retired. Because he didn't retire, he was sickly. And at that time, when they worked on the railroad, they had some what you call motor cars working from one end to the rails, one end of rails to another to be fixed, you know. And if they, like, the wind is blowing the winter time and cold and stuff, you still had to work.
Mm-hmm.
So he was full of rheumatism and things, and he was in service. It was cold over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when they did had a chance to take a shower. Sometimes when he got to the water, to take a shower, the water was so cold, it would be colder than normal.
Mm-hmm. Did he tell you about his war experiences?
What, in the railroad?
No, in the war.
Well, the only thing he said, he got shot in the knee.
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't tell stories.
No, I got a son there. He didn't tell you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about it. He got shot. When he passed, he had poor circulation, had heart attacks and things. And he took this leg off.
Mm. Your father?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Shot right there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's when he got sent back.
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you when he came to visit about his life on the railroad and about his co-workers or just stories?
Oh, yeah, he finally got a raise and he didn't have to go out on the motor cars up and down the track and fix the track.
Mm-hmm.
He got a job at the station keeping mm-hmm. that clean.
Which station?
That was in Russell, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He lived over in Ohio and he worked in Russell,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He lived there for 40 years, 44 years.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle lived there for 48 when he came here.
Hmm.
Yeah, my cousin still living right there. Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of the church that you were part of?
Chester Grove Baptist Church,
okay.
723.
Okay. And can you kind of just give me a sense of what you did with respect to the church growing up? If you probably went to service.
I went to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church every day. Like I told you, my mother was a spiritual, religious lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Sunday school. We had programs in church.
Every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday?
No, we had first and second Sunday at that time, but now we have service every Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And after I'd grown, my children went to church, my 5 children, and they all belong to our church that we had to go back to church. The 3 boys and the 2 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was president of the choir for a while. My daughter-in-law and I, we worked in church together. Barbara Stotts.
Mm-hmm.
And after my father got sick, and my sister-in-law was at the same time, I couldn't do as good, but I still went to church when I could.
Were you involved in plays at church as well?
We was involved in plays.
Mm-hmm.
We went different places to sing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Around, like,
yeah,
the general area?
Yeah, just the general area, mm-hmm. some time away.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to revivals?
Yes, in revivals. We had revival homecoming. Third Sunday in August.
Third Sunday. your lungs. Were you a member of or belong to any clubs when you were young?
Well, yes, because I've been married since I was 15 years old. We have ladies' club, pastor's aid.
Pastor's aid?
Mm-hmm. So missionary and all that. Mm-hmm. It's the church now. Mm-hmm.
And you started that when?
Yeah, and I was a choir member. I was president of the choir. Mm-hmm. We organized. Three, four choirs with my daughter, Barbara, and I.
Wow. Three or four? From the same church?
Yeah, it's the same church. And now they have one, two, three. Wait a minute, let me ask Mark. Vicky. Vicky? Vic? Uh-huh. How many choirs do you have at church now? We have a church.
We have many schools, knowing voices, combined choir, a youth choir, and senior choir, five choirs.
What was the second one? Northern Voices?
Anointed Voices.
Anointed Voices. Mm-hmm. Is that the special?
They sing a lot of contemporary, you know, different, and on the combined, we kind of mix it.
Okay.
Give everybody a little bit of what they want.
Right. Try to please everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you. Thank you.
And they go a lot of places to sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you got married when you were 15. Can you tell me how you met your husband? Or how you're dating, you know, how that happened, basically.
About a year. Mm-hmm. He didn't live here. Hmm. It's almost him, right down there, but he was away working. He lived in New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey. He came home.
How old was he?
How old were he?
You were 15, and how old was he when you got married?
How old?
An older man.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So how did he court you?
Well, just in the neighborhood. My mother used to live with them.
Oh.
Well, she wasn't kin to them. But my mother's mother died when she was young.
Oh.
And his mother was named Mrs. Cliffy Starks.
Okay.
She was a friend of my mother's mother.
Her name was Cliffy?
Yeah, my husband's mother was named Cliffy.
Okay.
You know, that's where my mother used to stay with him. That we met.
So they were probably good friends.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she just took you over one day, and he happened to be back from New Jersey, and he
said... Yeah, mm-hmm. He was nice when I was going to school. You know, all girls have school boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
And he used to tell me all the time I was his girl.
Aww.
And he used to tell all the little boys that, that's my girl, but you can't have her.
Oh.
he meant it. But, you know, at that time, he was real nice. He was just kind and good to me. He couldn't have been a better husband.
So you were happy with that?
Yeah, I was happy with that. But you know why, reason I thought I was so happy?
Why?
Because my daddy, I was on this girl for 7 years, and he didn't want me out of his sight. He just had a fit.
Oh, aha. Your dad had a fit.
Uh-huh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a fit. But he was very kind and good to me. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And I said, when you get a man and he lets you bring your family in and sick and beautiful, and he never said a mumbling word.
Yeah, wow. That's a special person.
Yeah, very special. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord knows you. I you never find another one like him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know I would never find another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't even bother me.
Mm-hmm.
He passed in 94.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did your, what happened when your dad did find out that you had a school boyfriend?
Oh, daddy didn't know I really had a boyfriend.
Oh.
See, daddy was working. But mama used to, mama was good. She didn't fuss about it.
She kind of kept your confidence.
Yes. Yeah, I had a good mom.
That's
all. It's as sweet as she could be.
Did you talk about boys with her?
Oh, yeah, she, like I told you, my grandma told me the facts of life.
Now, do you mean the facts of life, like sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everything she told me was true.
What did she tell you? Do you mind me asking?
No, I ain't going to tell you that.
Okay. Shoot. Oh, it's be so valuable, you know? No one knows this stuff. Okay.
Oh, Lord, she used to tell me all the time, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But my husband was very good. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any children for 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I won't get pregnant anymore. But I had five.
You did pretty well.
Yeah, when I was 23 years old, I had my last one.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to, you know, you had to work so hard there. Like
yeah.
Him trying to work and raise a garden and cows and hogs and cane.
So they helped you, your children?
Yeah, my children were very good. Mm-hmm. Still, that's as sweet as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
The boy's just like a girl.
What do you mean by that?
Anything I ask them to do, you know, that they can do, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they, excuse me. Mm-hmm. They mind me good, I don't have them tell them.
Mm-hmm.
They never was. They got burdens
mm-hmm.
of being bad, doing something mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
They never sass about your children.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that. Mm-hmm. And my oldest boy wouldn't hurt you for nothing, neither all the three of them. And the one here, me and him play all the time. He laughed. He said, Mama say you talk too much foolishness. With the muscles in my back, see, I pulled them when my husband was sick lifting him, and I'm kind of hooked over from walking. Sometimes it hurts so bad. He said, Mama, you're talking foolish and can't even get your leg up. I said, no, Mama, can't even get that up, honey.
Can you get what?
Can't get my leg up. I can't get my foot up. You can't get your leg. I'm still talking foolish. So somebody he carried me through, you know, like get the truck or the car.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes I have rheumatism in my shoulder and thing,
mm-hmm.
and they help me. They're very good.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of something, actually. When you were young, did you, you know, what happened when you took sick? Who took care of you? Did you take care of yourselves? And
like what kind of sickness?
Like if you just, even if you got a cold.
I took care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really never have been really sick.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What about your siblings?
Well, I had to take care of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But early on, did your mother use any home remedies, herbs from the garden?
Yeah, herbs like you make you. Tea or cold or something, you know, cherry bark tea or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you had muscle plaster that you had thrown to your chest for a cold, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of stuff.
Was that from the mustard plant?
No, that's muscle like you cook with it.
Oh, okay.
The powdered muscle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then at that time you'd have your sad and all that stuff to roll.
Right.
And she was that medicine that I couldn't stand. 3/6 or something, so bitter.
Oh. What was that for?
Cold. Cast all and all that stuff. They took care of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to a doctor when you were a child?
I never went to the doctor too much.
Mm-hmm. Were there clinics?
I was sore throat, but
yeah.
they wash. You had Listerine, you had peroxide, you had salt and soda and all that kind of stuff. Huh. You mix the salt and soda together and wash, you know, scald them. But sometimes I had to go to the doctor to get medicine.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for more serious things. Mm-hmm. Where is that doctor?
He was Dr. Early in Edmond, right there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember at school if there were any people who came from, you know, kind of like visiting nurses or
teachers? Yeah, we had visiting nurses.
At the school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to have to take shots for different things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And blood tests.
What were the blood tests for?
Well, just to see, you know, what kind of disease or something you mm-hmm. had. Mm-hmm. I always knew my blood was type O. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's the universal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just sit there. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember demonstration agents at all? Home demonstration agents?
Well, maybe we had one or two in the old school.
In the where?
I said when we was in the old one up on top of the hill.
What do they teach you?
Well, most of the hygiene, you know, books. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be like?
Hair.
How to shampoo your hair?
Yeah, they tell you, but it was something with everything in it. Mm-hmm. Had to take care of yourself.
What's that?
Had to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have charts?
You know, like no, we didn't ever have no
stuff. Visual aids or anything? Mm-mm. No. Just talked?
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Jean's teachers? Does that ring a bell? Mm-hmm. Jean's teachers, they were special supervising teachers in the rural areas of the South.
There might have been some, but I don't
remember. Okay, I'm just wondering. How often did you go into Charlottesville, if you did, as a child?
Well, we went to Scottsville more than we did in the place.
Oh, okay. How often did you go to Scottsville?
My mama maybe went once or twice a month.
Uh-huh.
And she would take us.
What for?
Just to go to the stove. They had a little variety of stoves.
Uh-huh.
Food stoves and had cleaners down there and things like that, theaters.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you would take the whole family to the theater?
Yeah, she would take all of us. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Daddy went at home all the time. She had to act for Daddy and her son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was so good. I just love her to death.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah. Lord, if she was still here, I didn't mind lifting her.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about mine.
Yeah, son. Ain't nothing like mothers. Mm-hmm. Mama was 56 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's young. Mm-hmm. So, what else was your experience in Scottsville? I mean, what about segregation?
Well, I can't say it was never bothered me too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was certainly in some of the places that they went to. But I always remember that Mr. and Mrs. Stocker had a restaurant and they were very nice.
Were they white?
Yeah, they were white. Mm-hmm. And we always went there. Got food and you could sit down in here.
Uh-huh.
There was a Raymond and Homer Sacker, but
there was what did you say?
There was some morticians.
Oh.
And they sold Raymond and Homer Sacker was mortician, their mother and father, the one that had the restaurant.
Okay.
And they had a sister named Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And me and her, we were talking, get along. She did like I did. She got married too.
Get out of the house.
Mm-hmm. And their father and mother listened to this that had at the restaurant. The daughter worked in there with them. Mm-hmm. It was very nice. We never had no trouble. It was our mortician here and there. But they sold that place to Layden and Linda Jones down in Scottsville. And they were nice.
So were you friends with their daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Did you socialize together?
No, we didn't go no place, but I always go to the restaurant, and we'd have fun. She'd tell me what she was doing.
Did you get a little privacy away from your parents to talk?
Well, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I met her before and afterwards, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope it would be with me.
Oh, this is later, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was the theater segregated, the theater you went to in Stocksville?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay. We went there. Because I remember, because I used to take material down there.
But when you were a child, you also went?
No, I didn't go when I was young.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. See, I got married when I was 15. I didn't bother with never going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You were too busy being...
Yeah, be at home to help.
Right. Okay. Okay. Hmm.
We're doing here. Ooh, we're almost done with the first side. Maybe I'll stop it right now.